renowned for their work. And the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Our preacher for the hour, Reverend Dr. Raymond Broach, is known to many of us as an educator. From Franklin Township, Ewing Township, he has done marvelous things in helping to shape the minds and hearts of our children. He's been an inspiration to others who would be educators. He's been an inspiration to people who, in fact, needed that inspiration as parents, because truly parents are the first educators. He currently retired from Ewing, and we were blessed here in Trenton for him to assume the acting superintendency of Trenton's public schools. And I can tell you, as one who's had the opportunity to observe, there's a new spirit in the Trenton's public school system. His leadership has made a difference. I can also, and I'll say this, and I'll ask this on his behalf, I know he wants our prayers, and he wants our support, and he wants our presence as he helps transform the Trenton public school system into the institution that will help our children become all that they would be. Reverend Broach believes that his top priority is winning souls to God, bringing people to Christ. And he believes that only what you do for Christ will last. And now I'd like to present to you the preacher of the hour, Raymond Broach.
Let's stand to our feet and give the Lord some praise. If the Lord has done anything for you, give him some praise. The Lord has blessed you, give him some praise. If the Lord woke you up this morning and started you on your way, put both of your hands together and tell him thank you. I feel like going on. Make it your prayer. I feel like going on. Can you help me? The trials come on every hand. I feel like going on. Get your neighbor by the hand and sing it. Whoa, I feel like going on. I feel like going on.
Yeah,
yeah. The trial. Going on. Look at somebody and tell them, I feel like pressing my way. I feel like pressing my way. May not seem like you're able to this morning, but I feel like pressing my way. Trials come on every hand. Church, I feel like going on. Come on, put your hands together and give the Lord some praise. If you feel like you can crush your way, give the Lord some praise. If you feel like going on this morning, In spite of what has happened, in spite of your trials, in spite of the tribulation, in spite of what happened on this week or last week, give the Lord some praise. You can make it. In fact, you're going to make it. Father, in the name of Jesus, Son of the living God, Lord, we thank you for it once more and again that we found out a long time ago that it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of the living God. And Lord, because we've seen another day dawning, we know that, Lord, you've given us another chance and it's not over yet. In spite of the doctor's report, in spite of the clouds of difficulty that may hang in our lives, in spite of the socioeconomic situation, it's not over yet. In spite of what the druggist has said and the doctor's report and the medication that we may be taking right now, it's not over yet. Because our life is in your hands. And because that's a fact, and we know the end of the chapter because you're the final conclusion, we're going to give your name the praise. We're not going to wait until the battle is over. We're not going to wait until the victory is won. Because we have our faith in you, we can stand here together as a family. We can stand here together as a united church. And we give your name the glory and the honor and the praise that's due unto your name. And Lord, if you never do anything else, you've done enough. And we're going to give you the glory for that. And oh God, everyone in this congregation puts their hands together in unified praise. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for all you have done. And the church together says amen, amen, and amen. Now, before you're seated, can I just do it like we do at home, if you don't mind? Walk across the aisle and sing somebody happy and tell them, I feel like going. Sing it to them. On. Come on, let's have church. I feel like going on. Somebody may need that encouragement. Trials come on every hand, on every hand. Tell them, I feel like going on. One more time, let the heavens hear you. Tell them, I feel like you can make it. Going on. Tell them I feel like going on. Mother, I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Going on. Though the trials, though trials, yours come on. Going on. One more time for Jesus before you see it. Give him a big hand clap. I feel like going on. All the stuff you've been through this week. I feel like going on. All the bills in the middle of the table. Jesus, a clap. You should feel better now. You should feel better now. Hallelujah. You may be seated in God's house. Truly, we do honor the Lord this morning because it's not over yet. Look at somebody and give them a word of encouragement. Tell them it's not over yet. It may feel like it's over. It may seem like it's over.
Yeah.
But organist, it's not over yet.
It's not over yet.
The Bible said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And if you're here in spite of the medicine, give the Lord some praise. You may have gotten a pink slip, but you're on your way to a new job. Give the Lord some praise.
Yes.
Maybe the exam didn't turn out the way you thought it should, but you're on your way to a better place. Give the Lord some praise. And look at somebody and tell them, neighbor, it's not over yet. Tell them to smile. Look at somebody, tell them to smile. Because it's not over yet. All right, I'm just warming up on you. Amen. Truly we do give honor to the Lord. Give an honor to the angel of this house, Reverend and First Lady Armstrong, to the ministerium, to the youth groups that came before us and the men's choir, to the deacon board. We thank God for you. All God's saints and friends, we thank the Lord for you. And even if there are any enemies in the house, we love you too. Say amen, somebody. I've learned a long time ago, include your enemies and love them. And if you're going to win your enemies by any way, it's going to be through the love of Christ. Amen. Not by what we say, but by the love of Christ, you could even win your enemies. Say amen, somebody. I didn't say you would like your enemies, but you have to love your enemies. Because there are some things people say to you and do to you that you may not like. But we have to love them anyway. And you know when you love them like that, it's not your love, but it's the love of Christ. But truly, we just thank the Lord for that. We bring greetings to you from the Trenton Deliverance Center, where our pastor is Mark Allen Broach. Amen. And we just are just happy to be with you today. And every time we come to Shiloh, we have church. Amen, somebody. And we always feel at home when you come to Shiloh Baptist Church because you know you're in for a wonderful blessing in the Lord. Amen. Amen. And I just thank the Lord for the theme. Thank God for your great pastor, Pastor Armstrong, who is a friend of ours and a friend of our family. Because he's a friend of God. Amen. They sing a song, I am a friend of God. It's something to know that God is your friend. Because when all the chips are down and nothing else seems to work, to know that God is your friend is something wonderful. Say amen, somebody. And today and throughout this month, my understanding is that you've been celebrating Black History. But Black History is everybody's history. Because you can't have those chapters in the fold of humanity without it impacting everyone. Amen, somebody? Amen. Our history is replete with examples of why we have a lot to be thankful for. And even sometimes when it feels like you have nothing to be thankful for, just think about where God has brought us. When it seems like you can't see the sky from the road, think about where God has brought us. And it'll make you really get joyful in your heart in spite of the circumstances. Let's give the Lord some praise. Amen. Just for a brief moment, I want to encourage you from the Word of God. I'm not going to be long because God doesn't take all day. Amen. All God does, He could do it in 30 seconds that takes us to do in 30 years. Say amen, somebody. And I've learned a long time ago, if you say what God says and then get out of the way, God will bless you again. Amen. And they may ask you to come back. And they may not. Say amen, somebody. But you can rest assured that I have a word from the Lord, and I won't fall short of delivering His message. Let us consider just for a few moments the book of St. John, St. John's Gospel. Amen. Amen, somebody. Let us consider just for about 15 or 20 minutes, St. John 14, just one verse of Scripture, 14 and 27. St. John 14 and 27. I want to ask that one of the deacons that got a loud voice, so they won't think these are my words. Deacon, if you would read it, or one of the ministers, I don't know, if you would find that. And everyone stand, if you don't mind, in reverence to the word of God. Amen. If you don't mind, I would indulge upon you to be active with me today. St. John, the 14th chapter and the 27th verse. Just that one verse of scripture.
Peace I leave.
Peace I leave unto you.
My peace I give to you.
My peace I give unto you.
Not as the world gives.
Not as the world gives.
Do I give to you.
Do I give to you.
Let not your heart be troubled.
Let not your heart be troubled.
Neither let it be afraid.
Neither let it be afraid. Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Just for a few moments this morning, I want to talk to you about this topic. Hold on to your peace in troubled times. Get somebody and tell them, hold on to your peace in troubled times. All right, give the Lord a clap off and you may be seated. Hold on to your peace in troubled times. And truly, people of God, we live in troubled times. And we need to hold on to our peace no matter what comes or what goes. Don't lose your peace. Amen, somebody. Don't lose your peace. And that's one of the first things the devil wants to attack when something goes wrong in your life. He wants you to throw away your peace and panic. But tell someone, don't panic. Just hold on to your peace. This is a day of unstable times. The Bible in St. Matthew calls them perilous times. Whatever can happen is happening. And whatever can be shaken has been shook. But you know, one of the foundations that I'm assured of in the Lord is the peace of God. And not only that, but our history is replete with examples of why our peace and our freedom can get you through if you hold on to it. Look at somebody and tell them, hold on to your peace. It will get you somewhere if you don't give up. Our freedoms and our peace has brought us from a mighty long way. Our peace that God has given us has taken us to the next level throughout history again and again and again. One thing about it, about peace is not inconsistent, but peace is constant. When everything else turns upside down, don't think for a moment that your peace is in the address that you live at. Your peace is not in your Rolls Royce. Your peace is not in your three-piece suit. It's not in the fancies or the niceties of life, but your peace is in God. Our peace are not in styles or in clothes or in things that change, but our peace is built on a firm foundation. Don't lose your peace. The Bible tells us that in the last days, men and women's hearts would fail them because of fear. And I've come here to tell you this morning, fear not. No matter what it seems like, no matter what it looks like, and I know life will throw you some realities sometime. I know there are those on the 8th floor of the hospitals right now that feel as though it's all over. But I want you to know that is when you have to hold on to the peace of God. If you've never been in trouble or if you've never seen trouble, keep on living. And you'll either be coming out of trouble or you'll be headed to trouble. But one thing about it, in or out of trouble, hold on to the peace of God. Peace was with our ancestors that brought them from one continent to this continent. It was peace that raised my mother and father in segregated Mississippi, where everything was separated. Can I just give a little history lesson? Where blacks had to go to school in one place and whites could go in another, and some had citizenship and some didn't have it. You have to have the real peace of God to exist in those situations. Say amen, somebody. Amen. Then they came up north, where the situation wasn't all that much better. But one thing about it, when you've lived under those situations and it seems like all doors were shut, and even the windows, and forget the elevators, there's no elevators. Say amen, somebody. Amen. You have to sure enough know who you have peace in. When they're calling you out of your name, everything but a child of God, you have to know that you have peace in God. See, you got to be like Paul. There's a reality to this life. And you know what? Life sometimes doesn't feel all that good. Now, you have to sit there like you never had no problems or like you never had nothing bad happen to you. But I've had bad stuff sometimes happen to me. But one thing I've learned, thank God, and rest the souls of my mother and father, they taught us, hold on to your peace no matter what happens. Don't start acting up. Act more like Christ. Say amen, somebody. When folk don't treat you like you feel they should treat you, act more like Christ. Jesus said, my peace I give you. And one thing about it, when God gives you peace, it never fades away. Say amen, somebody. So that means no matter how the tide comes in or how the tide goes out, hold on to your peace. And you know what? One thing I could never figure out is that you can have peace when nobody else around you has peace. There are sometimes, think about this, you know you have the peace of God when you can walk into a room and everything seems gloomy. Why is it that nobody likes good news? Did you notice that bad news sells? Folk would rather for you to be down and out with a scowl on your face, but I know a God that no matter what comes or goes, I've got peace on the inside. Come here, Deacon. You ever see a person that things could be going bad all around? Take a walk with me, Deacon. Things could be going bad all around. What's your name again? Parham. When Deacon Parham comes into the room, it looks like everything just brightens up. You ever seen anybody like that? Deacon Parham comes into the room, everything brightens up. And then if he get a nerve to put a smile on his face, everything just shines. That's what the peace of God does. And there's some things that, you can sit down, Deacon. Everything that happens in our life, unless you want to help me preach, you can stay up here, Deacon. Some things that happen in our life doesn't feel so good. We get bad reports from the doctor. Come on and tell the truth, somebody. Every day you don't feel like walking these benches and singing songs and spinning around and electrifying people and setting the congregation in a frenzy. Sometimes you have to go on the side and ask yourself the question, where is God? Say amen, somebody. And don't feel bad to ask those questions because God hasn't gone anywhere. It's not the question, where is God? But God wants to know, where are we? Because God is God. And he always will be God. I want to encourage you this morning. You may be going through stuff that you wonder, Lord, how did I get here? How did I get in this stuff? Can I tell the truth? Sometimes life hurts so bad, you don't know what's going on. But one thing about it, until God comes your way, hold on to what you got. Your grandmothers and grandfathers were not lying to you when they said that you have to know God for yourself. Look at somebody and tell them, you've got to know God for yourself. You're not going to find God just because you sit in a Sunday school. You're not going to find God because your name is on the choir rostrum. You're not going to find God necessarily through your grandmother or your grandfather or your mother or father. There comes a time when trouble will plop itself right in the middle of your territory. And you're going to have to know. Look at somebody, tell them, you got to know who God is. But what I fear is that we're counting on everybody else's faith. But I want to know, whose report do you believe in? Look at somebody and ask them, whose report do you believe? See, there comes a time, my mother and father, I wish they were here. I sure do. I miss them. I wish they were here to encourage me through those lonely hours. See, I'm almost finished. I'm on my way to my seat. You used to be able to go to the sages and to the teachers and the mothers and the fathers of the church and said, what shall I do? I need your advice. But it looked like today when you go to the mothers and the sages and the great teachers of the time, they got trouble. They're coming out of trouble, or they're either headed into trouble. But there used to be a time when our grandmother said, don't give up the ship. Don't throw in the towel. See, because once you give up on God, there's no room for God to bring you out. Look at somebody, tell them, don't give up on God. The book of Colossians says that don't cast away your confidence in the Lord, because in your confidence is great reward. You don't know what you can do if you just keep your confidence. That's why I tell young people everywhere I go, don't throw in your confidence. No matter what kind of teacher you have, no matter what kind of guidance counselor you have, no matter what kind of principal you have, don't let them take your confidence away from you. One of the things that I've been growing over 40 years is confidence in people and confidence in teachers and confidence in yourself that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Yes, you need an education, but you gotta have faith in God. You gotta have faith in other people, and you gotta have faith in yourself. Give the Lord a clap offering, somebody. You gotta be careful of how you talk to your babies and talk to your children and this next generation. Stop telling them they're the X generation. Stop telling them they're a lost generation. And for heaven's sakes, be careful with how you name this next generation. Stop naming them with derogatory names and giving them names that don't even make sense, and giving them names they can't even spell. But give them names that let them know no matter what kind of obstacle, you can climb over it. Let them know that no matter how many ways they try to block you, if there are no doors or windows, make a door by yourself. Make a window by yourself. If there are no elevators, create one. Be an inventor and create one, because nobody, look at somebody, tell them nobody. Nobody can stop you from going where you're going but yourself. Come on and give the Lord a hand clap offering, somebody. I'm ready to preach up in here. And I'm going to go back to my seat. Let's make sure what we leave for this generation is worth building on. Say amen, somebody. Let's make sure we teach them it's not in another MP3 player. It's not in putting more plugs into their ears. It's not sitting in front of the TV all night. But you're going to have to burn the midnight oil. You're going to have to burn the midnight oil until you can memorize what's going to be on that exam. You can't expect, now let me tell you, a scholar is not made overnight. Let's stop fooling ourselves. Anybody that was somebody, they had to work at it. But you see, we got to get up there quick, generation. We don't stop telling them about the struggle. And we don't want them the struggle. Can I tell the truth? We struggle so bad and we had so much hurt in our life. We try to protect them from every hurt. We try to protect them from every obstacle. But you know, we got to do them like the eagle stirs up her nest. We got to do them like the little eagle chicks are stirred up out of the nest. After a while, you got to take some of the stuff we're giving them. Let me tell you, stuff don't make scholars. Stuff don't make politicians. Stuff don't make preachers. Stuff that's on the outside, that's all well and good, but you got to get something in your head. And you gotta get something in your heart. So when the winds of difficulty start blowing, when you start getting those rejection notes, how many have ever been rejected? Say amen, somebody. You could be rejected one time, and you could be rejected two times, but one thing about peace will make you resilient. Peace wakes you up the next morning. Peace don't wait until 12 o'clock. Talking about I want a job and it's 12 o'clock. If you want a job, you got to get up in the morning. You got to beat the boss there. Come on, somebody. Stop trying to protect these young people from every little hurt. Because you don't know, you may be raising a chicken when you ought to be raising an eagle. Say amen, somebody. The village has forgotten how to raise eagles. And they've begun to raise chickens, trying to protect them from everything. Let me tell you, you remember how you used to hurt. You remember how your mother and your father sacrificed food so you could eat. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. You remember how many meals your grandmother missed so that you could pay college tuition. If you believe that, give the Lord a clap offering up there. I know I'm telling the truth. I'm getting next to you. And if it was good enough for them, y'all know where I'm going, don't you? If it was good enough for them, it's good enough for you. Sometime when you go without and you have to get on your knees and pray and say, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know how I'm going to pay the next set of bills. But I remember something my grandfather said. I remember something my grandmother said. My mother and father are not here to tell me now, but they gave me something that is greater than things. So that when things are taken away, when you don't have on the best kind of coat and the coats go away, when you don't have a closet full of shoes, and some of us don't need another shoe in your closet, you need the peace of God. Some of us don't need another suit in our closet. We need the peace of God. Some of us don't need another car inside the driveway. Because when the devil comes, he's not worried about your stuff. He's not worried about your reputation. He's not worried about your job. But what the devil wants to do is make us lose our peace. The devil wants us to steal our joy. But look at somebody saying, in spite of this, I still got my joy. In spite of my loss, I still got my joy. In spite of the calamity, I still got my joy. I lost my best friend, but I still got my joy. In spite of my ups, in spite of my downs, I still got my joy. I lost my best friend. Some of y'all don't know it, but I lost my best friend, but I still got my joy. Some of us are still grieving, but I still got my joy. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, I know it's not over yet, because I'm still here. If the devil was going to get me, he should have got me a long time ago. He shouldn't let me come into the church, because the peace, my peace, look at somebody and say, neighbor, you still got it going on. If you're sitting there and you're still breathing, if you walk in here by yourself and nobody had to carry you in, look at somebody and say, neighbor, you still got it going on. Say, neighbor, your past may have been a mess, but your future, look at somebody and say, neighbor, your future looks good to me. If the devil thought he had you, he shouldn't have let you in here. Say, neighbor, I want to ask the devil a question. After all I've been through, after all I had to go through, ask the devil the question, how you like me now? Say amen, somebody. How you like me now? God's renewed my joy. God's renewed my faith. I'm not going to give up. Say, neighbor, get up from where you are. Tell somebody, neighbor, get up from that sad story. Get up and say, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste. Get up, shake somebody, say, neighbor, stop singing sad songs and sing a new song. Sing a new song that I got joy, unspeakable joy. Sing a new song that I'm so glad. I said I'm so glad. I feel like a preaching superintendent now. I'm so glad that trouble, that trouble don't last always. I'm so glad that he picked me up, because the Lord is my shepherd. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, you're not lost. The Lord is your shepherd. And what you had to put up with, yesterday. Brother, guess what? He's going to give us double. Look at somebody, say he's going to give us double for all our trouble. So get your peace back. Stand to your feet, everybody, and tell somebody, say, neighbor, don't trade in your peace. They can mess with my shoes. They can mess with my clothes. They can mess with my food in the refrigerator. They could try to destroy my reputation, but don't mess. Tell somebody, don't mess with my faith. Don't mess with my peace. Because if you take my peace, I won't be able to sleep at night. If you take my peace, I'll lose my joy. But if you give me my peace, I'm going to go to my room. I'm going to shut the door. I'm going to put the shades down. And I'm going to pull the covers back. Say, neighbor, stop worrying. And get your peace back. Don't let your kids, don't let your grandkids destroy your peace. Sometimes we do so much for the children. And we do so much for the neighbors. And we're living in a mess of chaos. But say, neighbor, get your peace back and take it home with you. And if you take your peace, if you take your peace, deliverance will come. If you get your peace, your body will get well. If you take your peace, you won't need high blood pressure medicine. If you get your peace, the bills will be paid. If you get your peace, you can walk where nobody else walks. Look at somebody and holler at them, peace. Say, peace. Say, I know a man that if the water is troubled, y'all ain't saying nothing. But if everybody else can be troubled, but here comes Jesus. And when Jesus comes into the room and steps on the water, see, you can't walk on the water unless Jesus is out there. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, Jesus is in my life. I see you move, not a moment. Say, neighbor, with Jesus in my life. He said, I will make the darkness light before you in every high place. You ain't saying nothing. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, every high place, God will pull it down. And as long as Jesus go, get in Jesus' footsteps. Everywhere Jesus walks, you walk. Say amen, somebody. Whatever Jesus says, you say it. Now, what did Jesus say? He said, I'm more. Look at somebody, tell him, I'm more than what you're looking at. What you're looking at is on the outside. But what Jesus said is that I'm more than a conqueror. Oh, y'all don't have to say nothing. I'm not only the conqueror who takes the spoils, who takes the rings, who takes the riches, who takes the spoil, but I'm more. He said, my Father is rich in houses and land, who holds the wealth of the world in the palm of his hand. Look at somebody, say, neighbor, with all that, take your peace and don't get mad and don't get upset and don't get nervous, but get what you want. The peace will get you what you need, and the peace will get you what you want, and the peace will make you well, because the Bible said that my peace, look at somebody and holler at them and tell them, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give I unto you. Hold on to the peace of God and give the Lord a big clap offering, somebody. The peace of God. Hold on to your peace. Hold on to your peace. Hold on to your peace. My house needs peace. Your house needs peace. The State House needs peace. And the White House needs peace. And world powers need peace. But it's not the peace that the world gives. It's the peace of Christ. It's the peace of God that goes above all understanding. Come on, let's give the Lord some praise up in here. I'm finished. The peace of Christ. The peace of Christ. Come on, let's give the Lord some praise. Let's give the Lord some praise. Peace of God. that passes all understanding. Get your neighbor by the hand as we close. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, somebody needs to know this morning that you are the peace giver. That peace is not found in Geneva, Switzerland. Peace is not found around square tables and rectangular and triangle tables. Peace is not in the disposition of consumer confidence, but peace is in the love of God that passes all man's understanding. Father, somebody is troubled with the magnitude and the things of life. But Father, we take these things this morning and we place them at the foot of the cross. Somebody in this congregation and others across the land are saying, is there any help for me? Somebody is crying, Lord, where are you? I need you. But Father, let them know that God, you always was, you always were, and you always will be God. And Lord, let them feel the matchless hand of your intervention. And let them know that you are our God of all supply. Touch them, O God, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Touch their situation. Rule in their lives. And O God, let them know that with the peace of God, all things will work out. And Lord, as I go back to my seat, let them know in this place and across this world that what the devil meant for evil, you are turning it into good. A good thing, oh God, in that accident. A good thing in the long run of that tragedy. A good thing, God, that when we were short, you showed up and you made up the slack. God, we're counting on you that never lost a battle. We're counting on you who never lost a case. And Father, if you do these things, Father, not because of what we can get, not because of things, but because of who you are and what you can do, we put our whole life on your resume. And Father, if you do it, we'll give you the praise here forth and throughout eternity. And the people of God praise you now. Put your hands together and praise them now. Amen. Put your hands together and praise them now for the peace of God. For the peace of God that passes all understanding. Listen, before you see it, somebody in our house couldn't be here today. They need to know that the peace of God has no limit and is not just in one place, but it can spread all over the world. While we pray this prayer, let's give the Lord a clap offering for them. The peace of God reach them. Every hospital, every infirmary, every jailhouse, every prison, every detention center. God, go into every house of government. God, give them the solution for true peace. And oh God, we'll give your name the praise forever and ever for the peace of God. And amen. Give the Lord a praise as you're seated. You may be seated if you may. At this time, those of you who may not have a church, we're living in a time, as I said in my prefatory comments, that you need to belong to a church. Don't wander when you have this wonderful edifice, this shepherd's house, this place of peace here at Shiloh. And if you're saying, preacher, I want to be not only part of a building, not only part of a church in name, but I want to become part of the church of God, the church of Christ. I want you to stand to your feet as the officials are waiting for you. Is there one? Is there one wants to join the church? Amen. God is calling you, whether it's to join or whether it's through Christian experience. I want you to come. Is there one? We're waiting on you.